Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everybody. Oh, I need to do that, don't I? I am Dr. Kim DeRamo, and hang on a sec here. This is Mind Body TV. So welcome today. I am just getting live on Instagram as well. So hello, everybody who's listening to the recording or to the podcast. Here we go. Hi, I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm going to be sharing today about what's going on with the coronavirus and what we can do not only to keep ourselves healthy and do the wise things to take care of our body, but to actually move through this transition fluidly. We are in a massive global transition, and there's really no getting around the fact that this is going to change our lives profoundly. Even if things right now start to resolve and we get back at it, life as we know it has significantly changed. We have begun to see how vulnerable we are, how much we really do need connection with each other. And for most of us, look at what really matters in our life, and how much fear can hijack us. Just take off with that fear and like live in this unbelievable misery. And I'm going to talk from a mind-body perspective. I am a physician who's now sharing mind-body medicine for self-healing to look at what's actually happening in our consciousness and how do we move through this transition in the most harmonious way? Because for most of us, it's not actually going to be the physical threat that's the biggest issue here. Some of the people in my community may have severe autoimmune illness or chronic fatigue syndrome or other kinds of disease and feel physically threatened. Like, whoa, this could be something that is really serious for me. But even for those who are considering that, it actually will most likely be a more mild course if you do contact the virus that you will recover from. But for most of us, the biggest issue is gonna be how it changes our lives structurally and socially with our work and our career. I have friends who are already kind of on the verge of going out of business, who own stores or restaurants, and realizing like, whoa, this was already getting a little tricky. Now, you know, I'm not going to recover from this as a business. But also at the fabric of our lives. How have I been living? Have I been living according to what's most important to me? Or is there something deeper I really want out of life? And this global pandemic is going to bring all of us into experiencing life in a very new way, whether you're, you know, physically threatened or not. It's kind of all the other components that are going to be even more impactful for all of us. So for those of you who are joining live, I always love hearing where people are coming from. If there are others you know that you'd like to invite to this chat, feel free to invite your friends and loved ones. For those who would like to get a deeper perspective of what's going on in this transition period and how we can move through this way more fluidly and actually receive the gift that this is inviting for each of us to come away from the consciousness of fear and move into the consciousness of love. In the mind-body community, where we are in Facebook, there are a lot of people who've connected with my work, and pretty much all of them are highly empathic, energy sensitive, and highly conscious. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily enjoying the ride of this acceleration or this pandemic, what's happened more recently, but you've been aware for quite some time that we are in a shift. Something's happening. You can feel it physically. You're aware of it mentally, emotionally. For a lot of us, we've been feeling that speeding up, like the world is changing. And even though I may not have known, like, how do I fit into the world? Because the world I'm looking at, how I operate as a highly sensitive, highly intuitive being, doesn't make a lot of sense. You may be coming into greater awareness now of how it makes total sense and how your gifts and talents and awarenesses and the way that you function will be a major, major contribution in society from this point forward, if you're not noticing that already. There's a lot I'm going to speak up front about what's unknown. Even as a doctor, we you know, we're not able to say, hey, here's what we got, here's what to do, here's how it's going to go. We can project our ideas and our thoughts about this, but none of us are going to be spared from entering more fully into the unknown. So life as we knew it is over. And I'm not saying things won't go back to quote unquote normal of how we've been functioning, you know, doing your work, kids are in school, you know, I just went in town and there's like, it's a ghost town. There's nobody there. So like, you know, walking around the shop, seeing your neighbors going out to a restaurant. Sure. I mean, very likely we'll move back into some semblance of where we've been living, but it will actually never be the same because we have become more conscious of our fear. And this invitation to make the choice, to consciously make the choice, will I live from love or will I live from fear? And to look right now at what are you noticing? What are the thoughts and beliefs going through your mind? What are the actions and behaviors that you're doing? What are the triggers that, like, if someone says something, you notice like, oh, she shouldn't be doing that, or I can't believe they said that, or I can't believe so-and-so is doing it this way, like all the judgments. What specifically triggers you? Because it's going to give you a really big mirror, as never before, of what is in you that's ready to resolve from fear to love. That is where we're going right now, through this global quote-unquote crisis, through this pandemic, through this massive transition and shift. We are given an even clearer invitation. Will you live from fear? Will you live from love? All right, I'm going to look at some of the comments of what people are saying. I love hearing more people. We've got people from all over the world who are tuning in, UK and New York. I'm sending everybody a lot of love and compassion because I know, especially in cities, Indianapolis, in Northern Colorado, we're more in a town and it's more remote. It is not nearly as chaotic. Ecuador, Pennsylvania, South Dakota. Hello, everybody. British Columbia, Toronto, Wisconsin, Boulder. Okay. Wales. Randy says, like so many people, I've lost the job that was paying my rent. And I want to speak to this a little bit right up front with that first sentence. This is also an invitation to begin to look at what is my source. Is my source my boss? Is my source my job? Is my source my husband? Is my source, maybe it's a parent or some kind of benefactor. Have you been living in that space of like, that's my source, and which will automatically send the message to your body that you're not okay, that you are threatened. It's conditional. As long as I keep that job, as long as this person loves me, as long as I keep having blah, 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 then I'll be okay. It's a conditional security. And what happens cellularly in the body, that registers. Your cells are listening. Even if you're not saying it out loud, it's in your belief system. It's a direct communication to your cells. So what's the message your cells are receiving? There's a threat. It might not be okay. I got to do more. I got to make sure. I got to perform. It's a fear message. It's not enough. I've got to have more. I've got to work harder. And what happens just physically in your immune system is it's a constant cortisol effect, a constant fear signal, fight or flight, running the hamster wheel. It changes what's happening in your endocrine system. So you're aging much, much faster and there's impairment. Your immune system does not function at your peak performance. Your digestive system shuts down day by day by day by day. Most of the people who found my work that I'm sharing have had multiple food intolerances, different kinds of diet restrictions that they quote unquote have to do, because in that belief system, in that consciousness, that's the cellular message. That's the cellular program. And that's going to be the cellular expression. So yes, it's true. You can't eat gluten or dairy or corn or fill in the blank, but is it the highest truth? Is it what's absolutely the highest possibility in your body? What if we release those fear messages and move into something higher? What is my source? Is it my boss? Is it my job? Is it this other person? What's my source? Ask yourself that question. I'm going to go on with what Randy is asking. I haven't been able to get the basic things because so many people are hoarding everything. This is another reflection of the consciousness we've been in of separation and fear. And we are moving, well, we're moving into unity consciousness. All of us are given the invitation to move and welcome unity consciousness and make this shift. Yes, it brings up a lot of fear because in the mind, but I don't understand. If I let go, I'm not going to be okay. And in that old paradigm, it was true. If I don't go and hoard mine or pull all my money out of my accounts, there's got to be nothing left, right? Because in fear consciousness, what is everybody doing? The economy's tanked, pulling all my money out of the market, going and buying all the toilet paper that's available. Well, if I'm another person who doesn't do that, what happens in that consciousness? I lose. I lose because I'm not going to have what I need and then I'll suffer, which is not actually true. I lose because all the money's gone and now I'm hard up. I'm left out to dry because the source, I think my source is that money. That's my source. Well, it's not true. And I'm going to share a little bit about that. Most of the people in my mind body community and Facebook or who've been in my programs have an inkling of this sense of unity consciousness of what it's like to reside in abundance. Life will always reflect where you reside, the frequency you're in, the consciousness you're in. So when we think, well, life's going to give me what I need, or life's going to give me, if I'm working hard and I deserve it, life's going to provide. Well, it's not actually true. Life is a reflection of where you reside, the consciousness where you reside. And so if you're in fear, eek, it's going to keep getting worse until you awaken to love, until you awaken to something higher. It won't make sense from the mind space you're in right now. And that's okay. Oh, I think I lost your comment. It won't let me scroll up to the rest of the comments. So I've just gone a little bit into Randy's comment. You can post it again, Randy, at the bottom here, because it just won't let me see what you're asking. But this is a really, really common reaction. You're going to see people all around you who are at even in a lower frequency than you are. Because if you're tuning into this broadcast, on some level, there's openness. There's a question of like, what else is possible? You'll see others around you really struggling because it does seem like my world's falling apart. My source has dried up. I'm not okay. I won't survive. So I want to give you a little practice to come back into the present in the moment and distill it down. Okay. So instead of projecting into the future, like what's going to happen, what's not going to happen, am I going to be okay? You actually can only live in the now. Your body only lives in the now. And it is the space where all of your power resides. The space from which you welcome the source of whether it's money or love or support or resources, opportunities, ideas, inspirations, energy that physically, it can only be accessed in the now. And so distill down, what am I actually experiencing? I went to the grocery store this morning, and it's a little bit of a last outing. We've been hunkered in, or, you know, we're home with the kids. I'm homeschooling my daughter anyway, so there wasn't a lot we had planned. Thankfully, my husband's home, and because he does travel for work. So we're home. We're actually having an amazing time together. And like a lot of awe for life, just that we have each other. And I went to the store and I realized as I was checking out, I'm like loading up the frozen vegetables in the box. And it was like, Kim, because my body registers that action of gotta get these back in there and gotta get home. I'm gonna do my broadcast. And it was like, Kim, you're good. You can load these up sort of naturally, not necessarily like just go so slow. But like, why are you speeding up? You're sending your body the signal that you're not okay. And guess what? You're okay. Right now, in this 10 seconds, you're okay. And I looked and it was like, oh, that's silly. Like, I'm not late. I don't need to rush. I could go normal speed and normal pace and I'll be right on time. And, you know, and even if I wasn't on time, which ended up happening, I'll tell you what happened. I wasn't on time for the broadcast. It's okay. It really is okay. But in the system, it registers like, ah, it's not okay. So I was like, slow down, put your groceries in. But that message was still going. Like I was out in the world and in that frenetic message of fear. So I'm driving home and I was going too fast, which I actually don't do anymore. Since we moved out here to Durango, it's a completely different pace. It's broken my habit of going too fast. So this time though, I was going fast and this cop stopped me and immediately I knew, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this. What am I doing? Like, I don't need to do this. Come back, receive the moment, you're okay. So that, you know, we had that whole exchange. we had our whole exchange there. And I realized, like, Kim, this is your wake up call. Like, do not buy into the frenzy. Go slow, stay present. And you, and this is a beautiful transition for you. We are all integrating to whatever degree, more serenity, more abundance, more joy. So I ended up being late after all, but it's okay. So Randy says, I had so much anger about all of this with she's, you know, I lost my job. It was paying my rent. I haven't been able to get basic things. But then I realized it's all just a reflection of where I have had so much fear of lack and that I won't have enough and I'm not going to be okay. In my heart, I do believe this is exactly the situation to expand me into my wholeness and let things fall away. Even my boyfriend leaving last month. But it feels like my world has been turned upside down. The biggest problem I'm having is guilt and shame over not handling all of this. So be easy on yourself. What would it take to be like unbelievably generous with yourself right now? Because I had to do that. It's like, I called my husband. I was like, I got pulled over. I'm gonna be a couple minutes late. And I felt bad, but I was like, Kim, you're human. It's allowed. Love and embrace yourself because that's what's going to allow you to choose to go slow or go a natural pace that's not frenetic and not propagate the fear. Because each of us, our bodies are channels for energy. They are transmitters of consciousness. And if I'm in a fear frenzy, everyone around me's system is going to feel that. And most people right now are still susceptible to other people's energies, meaning they're unconscious. They're not governing the space of their own being. And so it's vacant. So other energies kind of creep in and it's like, oh, why am I feeling all this fear? Why am I driving my car so fast and not in the space of I'm okay, all is well, and I can drive normal. Because we're susceptible and we pick up on those energies. She says, I could be using this time to get all these creative things done or grow my business, but I've been paralyzed by exhaustion, loneliness, and grief like a caterpillar dissolving into the goo stage. Yeah, we're all dissolving into the goo stage, which, you know, as the caterpillar turning into the butterfly, which is such a great analogy, give yourself the space. Give yourself the space. I felt the same thing. This is not the energy of productivity and forward motion. It's the energy of going in. We've been for decades and decades, like all of our lives, in that outer productive, go do the alpha, the masculine energy, the yang. And for decades, it's been an invitation of like, slow down, balance it with the yin, the feminine, the omega, balance. When I assist people with healing, that's one of the biggest balancing points is for them to embrace what is, to go into the unknown and to be willing to be with this now instead of avoid it or improve it or make it better or get ahead or do more. It's all escape. And so for decades, we've been in this invitation and maybe you've embraced it to some degree, but hey, this is a big invitation to really go inside and let that be enough. Grace says, recognizing our shared human biological processes while embracing the origin of our human survival toolkit, limbic fight or flight. It allows the release of shame and guilt. We've carried a lot of shit collectively, shame and guilt. It doesn't mean you've necessarily been conscious of it. But right now, in moments like this, or maybe other significant events in your life, fear, shame, guilt, it will come up. It's coming up because it's moving out. So it's not inadequacy on your part that you can no longer suppress it and do a good job and keep moving forward. It's not meant to be suppressed. You're meant to be whole. So let yourself move through it so that there's a recalibration. So connecting with the heart, and I'm just going to share a little exercise here because I want to give people some tools. And this is what I've done a lot with many of my clients. Distill down into the moment. What am I actually experiencing now? Because the projection, what will happen, what won't happen, when we go into the unknown, we resist the unknown with everything we've got. So there's like, oh, I just want to know what's going to happen. I just want to know that I've got enough frozen broccoli that I'm going to be okay no matter what happens. Like control rather than actually meet what's in that space of darkness and stillness and unknown. But I will tell you right now, your greatest point of power, both for your physical health, to energize and enliven your body and align the immune system so you stay strong, align the endocrine system so you stay youthful and vital, digestive system, because things can turn around so quickly. I see it every day in my practice. But also to align you with your well-being in life, relationships, love, abundance, wealth, opportunities, clarity. Those are all the things, not just physical health. Those are all the things that allow you to live a whole and complete life. So come into the present moment, feel this moment. And just take a few deep breaths. And I do want to hear from you, like, what do you feel? What do you notice? But start with that first step. And that's my instant elevation, A, B, C, awareness. Hi, body. What's going on here? Feel your body. Your body can only live in the now. Feel into your heart. Breathe right into your heart. Heart math shows us tons of research that the electric output, the electric signals from the heart are the greatest epicenter for energy in our body. They are even more powerful than the output electrically from the brain, meaning it governs your entire system. So just breathe into your heart. Check in. How are you feeling? What's going on? Hi, body. A lot of times we don't even acknowledge we have a body. We're running scared from actually feeling because it's vulnerable. Feeling what's in our body. So that's the first step, is like, what am I actually feeling right now? Pull all your energy back in. For those of you that are in the Instant Elevation Program, and that's at drkimd.com/IEP. You'll learn this. You learn multiple ways to govern this, to be the one consciously creating what's happening in my body. What are the dynamics and the messages being sent to my cells? Pull all your energy in and breathe. Feel your heart. And then write some things down, and I want to hear from you. What am I actually feeling? Because what I'm actually feeling, hey, I can handle that. There's pain, there's fear, there's despair, there's grief. There's actually a sense of hopelessness. Okay, I breathe in, I breathe out. Yes to this experience. When you begin to say yes to this experience, it's a completely different signal than, I can't handle this, I've got to get out of it, I've got to make sure, I've got to control, I've got to escape. Because that is the toxic, not the actual fear. Nothing toxic about these emotions. It's resisting them that dynamically destroys your health. So that's kind of the first step, is calling what I'm actually experiencing. And then call it out. Take five breaths. Being conscious of it puts you in a completely different alignment, physically, chemically, physiologically, electromagnetically, and energetically. How you think will be different. How you feel will be different. Karina says, I try to go slow and not panic, but I just seem stuck in fight or flight. Even when I'm not thinking scared thoughts, it feels like this fear state is contagious and I can't help but pick it up. The fear state is contagious. So one of the things I've shared with the practitioners I've worked with is we are always transmuting energy. And for those of us who are highly empathic and sensitive, We're here to transmute energy for the collective. We're not here to be the cosmic janitor, constantly cleaning it up and overwhelmed. No, we're here to govern our internal space so that we can be a light of peace, a light of serenity. Not necessarily in your career or your work as, hey, I'm a light worker, I'm a doctor, I'm a healer, I'm an energy practitioner. Yes, that's beautiful. But if you're not already doing it in your body, it doesn't really matter what you're doing in your work because it's not about the pill. It's about your embodiment. So are you owning your space of fear, meeting your space of fear? Whoa, this is intense. Breathe in and move into it instead of trying to run away from it and avoid it. Actually move into it. That is where you will meet your greatest power. That is where the energy transmutes. It's through your presence. And so begin to practice that for yourself. Yes, it's for everyone, but it's first and foremost for you and your well-being. I've had a lot of people tell me like, whoa, this is actually a really peaceful time for me. Things have just kind of gone into stillness. I'm relaxing. There's not so much to do. It feels pretty awesome. But then I feel kind of guilty, like I don't deserve that. Or I should be doing more to help others who are less fortunate. Because that's the old consciousness of separation. We are connected. We are one. Every breath you take to appreciate serenity, every breath you take to meet your fear willingly, and so come into greater peace, affects everyone on the planet. And it's time for us to say, like as a physician, to say, medical science has shown this. This is not news today in 2020. This is decades we've been aware of our connection, how we impact each other, how our consciousness affects ourselves and everyone around us. And it's time for all these structures to fall apart so something new can be created from within ourselves. There's a huge awakening that's happening. Many people are aware, like, hey, I kind of hate what I'm doing in my career anyway, but I never thought there was something else that was possible. There is something else possible. It will come collectively through our connection, right? We're in this social isolation. Well, it's physical isolation. Our social is not purely physical. I feel more connected than ever with other people. So don't think of it as social isolation. It's physical isolation. But what if you chose to be more social and more connected than ever before, even just by yourself in your room, feeling the collective, feeling, whoa, there's a lot of fear going on. And I breathe in and I breathe out. Breathe in fear, breathe out peace. As you transmute it within you, so it affects everyone. This is where the greatest leverage point we actually have for global health, period, the end. And I don't think all doctors would tell you that, but I think if you really questioned them and looked, we will feel really powerless in our ability to administer enough medication and our ability to give enough testing and our ability to physically isolate in a way that stops the spread and our ability to get more life support machines so that we can meet the demand. Like even the strongest, acceleration of getting more life support machines out there is a drop in the bucket for what's actually needed. So where is our greatest leverage point? Because it's not in the physical, mechanical, medical world. It's utilizing the technology of the body to transmute from fear into love. And if you don't like the term love, because it can be like, what? How can I love this thing I fear? Just serenity, stillness, awareness, truth. Wholeness. Cassie says, I've been struggling with the less social interaction. I'm feeling a little low and sluggish. I've been going outside more frequently to get oxygen, enjoy nature, and walk. So find the company of yourself. This can be a challenging one. Like when I'm no longer distracting with work, busy and overwhelm, or social and outer, I've got to meet these spaces in me more fully. I'm like forced to meet these spaces in me that I may have avoided for decades. So for those of us who have been spiritual in any way, you're going to see right now what strength you actually have and how much it's needed for everyone. It's not just a nice little practice to make life a little simpler or smoother. It's a complete essential that we move from identification with the body and I'm separate, I'm physical, I'm vulnerable, fear governs, to identification, connection with the infinite self. I'm an infinite being having a physical experience, and it's okay for me to be physical, and I can be physical as a spiritual practice to appreciate my body, to appreciate food, to appreciate the physical world that we've made wrong and bad and shameful. Like money is the root of evil, or food, you know, don't enjoy food. It's too indulging, or don't enjoy sexuality. These are all they've made to be evil. But then, hey, we are physical. If we can't embrace our physicality as part of our spiritual practice, no wonder we don't know what to eat or how to eat or what to do, or sexuality isn't enjoyable for so many people. Katie says, it's reassuring to hear you talking right now. Tara, I'm due to give birth in the next few weeks, and I definitely feel like I've taken many steps back in releasing fear. It was hard enough to do it in myself with all of the things going on for me personally. But now all of this fear energy globally, I'm escalated in anxiety about giving birth. My body won't handle it. I won't be supported. Okay. I'm trying to let it go, but it's hard in the intensity of all of this right now. Okay. So This is a really important way to look at it. We have been in this global transition for decades. Many have felt the calling, like we're sensitive enough to feel like this is painful to be in this consciousness, and then look toward spiritual awakening or meditation or other things that can assist this transition. And it was always for this moment. It was always for this moment when we're actually giving birth to this new consciousness. So when a mother is giving birth, you know for months and months, it's going to happen. Then it starts to happen and you're like, whoa, there's a contraction. It's overwhelming. It's mega. And you like maybe find a little breath in between. And then there's another contraction. And then the contractions get closer and closer. You are moving forward. There's only one way to move through a birth canal. Any resistance you have is going to make it more painful and limit the expansion that's happening. But you are moving. There's no stopping that process. There's only one way to move through a birth canal. And so it's interesting that you're talking about actual physical birth, and we're in this collective birth of consciousness, because this is when it all matters. Everything you've done and learned and integrated to connect with this idea of I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience. What? There's more than just what I see and touch and taste and feel. There's more. From that to maybe full out awakening and consciousness has all been to prepare you to move through this birthing. And it probably isn't going to be that comfortable for all of us. For many of us, it might be excruciating. Most people on the planet have zero of consciously choosing spiritual awakening. And it doesn't always need to look like, well, I've done this course, or I read A Course in Miracles, or I've done this program, or I've been into this ashram. For some, it's just the way they've moved through life has been awakening. And so everyone's felt it, but there aren't that many on that leading edge of us who've consciously chosen it and like revolved our life around it to make it the most important thing. And so if it's uncomfortable for you, imagine where so many people are, and I'm not saying like, hey, you're lucky. Don't feel so bad. What I'm saying is, with great compassion for the discomfort of this process, but know you're prepared. You are prepared. And here's the big clincher: just like in the birth process, the more you let go and surrender, your body will birth that baby. Your body knows. Your body knows how to move forward with this, and how to actually do the process. In fact, you know, I wasn't even, I don't know, 40 years ago, I'm 47. So at least 47 years ago, they would knock women out and the body would deliver the baby, which is, you know, in its own level of insanity, but the body delivered the baby. No conscious participation on the part of the woman. It's like, what? So, hey, your body knows how to do this. And the more you relax and surrender, the more you allow your body to take over. And it's the same thing with this global transition. Breathe into every moment. Stop trying to escape the moment or improve the moment or avoid the moment. Breathe into the moment and the birth happens. Dima, seriously, when I'm stressed because of anything, a million other negative feelings pop up. Well, yeah, because when you get onto the frequency of fear, everything is seen through the channel of fear, everything. When I'm in that state, and then I think about like, oh, I'm homeschooling my daughter, I'm not doing a good enough job, or it's not okay, but I'm in my body. So I immediately, it's an instant register, just like today at the grocery store. And it's like, what are you doing, Kim? Uh-uh, don't go there. Be here now, breathe, relax your shoulders. And for me, slow down. Because physically slowing down accesses me to that stillness and to move through the birth canal smoothly, slowing down in my voice. I can't tell you how many comments I get and people go, you just talk too fast. I can't stand to listen to you. And I am in no way here for everyone, right? I'm just doing the best I can to share the wisdom that comes through and show up to my inspiration. And I'm not doing it perfectly. And it's okay that it's not a fit for some people, or that people will say like, you're talking too fast. And I appreciate that. I receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. And I am still imperfect, because when I'm more, there's always more for me. When I'm more willing to be present, there's a natural slowing down. So it's a reminder for me. It's a reminder for all of us. Just embrace yourself as you are. Celebrate yourself as you long to be, because there is an inspiration registered in you for what's possible for who you are, what's possible for your life and how it's created. And all of us register it on some level, even if it's consciously perceived as, I'm so upset that she gets to have it and I don't, why don't I have it? Well, that's because on some level, I know that I want that too. So for me, it's always yes and. Oh, what if I could open and embrace that for myself and have my life be that fluid and effortless and abundant? And so be willing to get on the channel of your heart right now as never before, because that will assist this birthing through this global transition. There's only one way to go through a birth canal. We are moving into unity consciousness. And things like this are here to show us, to guide us, to invite us. Will I choose love or choose fear? Anne says, I was feeling really stressed after a bad night of sleep. Then I came across the video Nick Ortner made on Sunday and I felt a lot better. Alyssa, this is what I felt I've been meant to be part of all my life. I was having severe panic attacks until recently. I know good is coming. Teresa, I think many of us assume that when we step into the present moment, we will not feel the fear. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, because it's like, I'll be in the present so I can escape the fear. No, you're going to feel it more. Don't make that wrong. You are a transmuter. As an energy being, you transmute energy with your presence, with your consciousness. Teresa says, when it gets even bigger, we tend to freak out and close around it even more. If we can just give ourselves full permission to feel that intensely and develop trust, it really is safe and okay. We develop a new relationship to it. It does eventually lessen, but we have to make friends with it first. And that feels uncomfortable. Well put. All right, there's a lot of comments and I'm going to complete in a couple minutes here. Stuart, feeling a lack of control, the earthquakes in Utah. I know, it's kind of like it's the end of the world as we know it, but in an actually beautiful way, because what's falling away is everything that is not the truth of who we are. We will come to know our power and our strength as never before. All right, let me look at these comments here. Happiness on tap, govern our internal space to be light, meet your sense of fear. Yeah, if you don't need it, I'm telling you, there are lots of energies that will happily occupy your energy space and you'll feel them. Katie says, in a strange way, with all that's getting on in the world, I've become more aware that we're like a global village. I feel it's nice to be included in something. This, I think, is the first time we begin to function in the consciousness of a global village. Okay, what do you guys have going on? Okay, what do we need to do? And connecting and communicating. Most of the global communication that we've been aware of in the media has been fear, has been we're better than everyone else, or we're going to fight them and we're going to destroy them and we're going to rise above. It's been separation and fear. Affen says, when you fall out of the present, how long does your body feel that impact? Well, it depends on how long you're not present and what environment you're in. It's a tricky thing to answer in a short way, but your body is energy sensitive. And when you're not there to govern the space and fill it with the light that you are, you're going to feel those other energies. And then until you come back, and it depends on how much presence you have. Are you solid? Are you there? Like in the grocery store today, it was like, boom, I am here, willing to feel and receive and perceive everything that's happening within me. I'm not in escape. So then there's a strong presence. And for some people just beginning to practice, don't be afraid to practice with this. It will come. You'll develop more presence. But at first it's like, I'm breathing, I'm feeling my heart. Whoa, this is bad and wrong. I'm just feeling so many intensities. I must be doing it wrong. Nope, you're doing perfectly right. Don't make what you're experiencing wrong. So embrace it. That's the group program when I work with people live is embracing health, because your health, wealth, and abundance is here now, not later in the future if you work hard enough and do the right thing, not escaping this and improving on what I've got, getting better. It's here now, but that doesn't make any sense to the mind. I've got to actually meet the now to let that unfold and express. Okay, Rita says, I wonder how much I or anyone needs to suffer in order to crack open and receive love. Zero. We do not need to suffer, but it's a good question. I want to trust that I could receive it in a smoother way, yet without conditions or self-blame. Yeah, so like I said, the universe is going to give you what you are, not what you need or what you hope for or what your greatest heart's desire is. If you're the generosity with yourself, life will miraculously open up and be generous with you and things are taken care of. But you've got to be willing to be generous with yourself. So getting out of self-blame, self-judgment. I just created the Alive Woman course that we're doing in April, where I'll work with women live online. We have a retreat that was scheduled for May, which very likely is going to be postponed, or we'll do a virtual retreat. But the online portion of this is available for anyone who wants to go deeper into this and embracing that omega space of power. It's infinite power that we have, men and women, to just be willing to be in the unknown. So super, super uncomfortable, but it is a place that's so ripe and so potent, and everything transmutes when we're in that space. I've shared before about a miscarriage that I had, and we had no idea what was going on. I knew I was about 8 or 9 weeks in from my own dates, but when they did the ultrasound, it looked like a 5-week pregnancy. It's like earlier than you would see a heartbeat. So they're like, maybe this is a viable pregnancy. You're just on the wrong dates. I'm like, ah, I wasn't really having a lot of bleeding. It was like a little tiny bit. So it was like this unknown. And my really good friend said, he's an OB, and said, hey, you know, get a, it was a hormone, particular hormone level. I think it's progesterone, get a level. And if it's higher than this amount, higher than 10, moving forward. If it's lower than 5, you know, the game is over. And I was like, oh, this will be good. This will help me get some clarity, because, you know, I'm going to deal with it one way or the other. You know, this is what I got. Okay, let's move through this. But not knowing was excruciating. Like, I literally was like, I can't even sit still at the table. I was like running around the room just to let the energy move. It was excruciating. And so we got the level back and it was 8. So like right in that window. And I was like, holy, this was like 4 days in, because they repeated the ultrasound, but it showed 1 day advancement. Like, this could still be error, you know, test error. It's within the level of a normal advancement. They still couldn't tell me. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It makes no sense, right? I'm in no man's land and really no one can give me an answer. And it was like, okay, life is inviting me to be in the unknown. Not get out of it or escape it just for 10 seconds, just for this moment. Maybe it's 1 day, maybe it's 2 days, but be in it more willingly. And I realized in that moment, because there was such a profound surrender into the discomfort, that it opened up a space where everything is possible, a space where I no longer live in fear or am controlled by fear to a higher degree. So it is so potent, just sitting in the unknown for 10 seconds, willingly, fully present, transmutes everything unthinkably, where you didn't even realize that you were governed by fear. Deborah says, this is fear no one has had to deal with, infiltrating many aspects of our lives. But you know, it's interesting, like I said in the beginning, this is gonna change our lives forever for a benefit, for, you know, if we receive that. Because even if everything were to go back to normal, which it's like, that's not gonna happen today, we are forever changed by this, in seeing that we have been living with this low grade level, or for some people very severe level of fear chronically. I can't do that. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I have to keep going. I have to get better. I have to make sure. I have to try. I have to work. Not realizing, like, consciously, I am living in 90% fear every single day of my life. Whoa. It's like, no. I'm good. Take a little Prozac. I'll hardly notice. Maybe 10 years later, I keep going. Like, what do I got to do? I need the pill. I need the fix. I need the energy tool. I'm just tapping like crazy. It's all been escape. And so even if this were to kind of go back to normal soon, we've met a space where we've awakened to the level of fear we've been living in more consciously. And I know for those in my community, you're like, I've been really conscious of this for a while. Foremost in our health and finances and our freedom, combating fear no matter what type seems to come down to the same common denominator: surrender and be in the current moment. Difficult to do, by the way. I'm in medicine and I talk extremely fast. It's innate. You're amazing. Oh, thank you, sweet Deborah. it's a training. I'm training to develop more stillness, and I'm committed. It is a really, really powerful point. And like I said in the beginning of this broadcast, that whether we're fearing for our health or not, it's going to hit us where our deepest fears lie. Fearing for others, fearing for our money, fearing for our livelihood. So just meet it. You are held. You are held. You are so powerful. There is power in you. It's just been untapped. And this is actually the way to move toward it, is to meet yourself more fully. All right, everyone. I will do my best to look at these comments. Sam says, can you elaborate about unity consciousness? I'm going to finish with this. Yes. In unity, we're aware. I'm connected with everyone and everything around me, which has been shown scientifically, electromagnetically. When you distill things down from physical, we are vibration. We're pure energy. We're not separate. I impact everyone and everything around me. It's another piece. As I move into stillness, and just, I won't say ease and peace, because that may be too far to think of right now, but just, you know, 2% relax my shoulders. I'm going to 2% breathe more fully. As I relax and deepen, everything around me shifts. Everything. Not just people. I went to call. Okay, so this is a little side note, but I got pulled over by the cop. Super nice person. And I realized, like, wow, I'm on a speed frequency right now. Slow down. And I went to give him my registration. And he said, well, this is expired. I'm sorry, my insurance. And I'm like, I know we're current. So I was like, it's all good. So I go to call the insurance company and I dial the number that's on my insurance card and it goes, this number cannot be reached. You know, the Verizon Wireless customer cannot be. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is the number. So I dial it again, same thing. And I'm like, okay, just slow down, all good. So I search on the web and I put the name in to get their direct number. And it won't go through. It's like glitching. I can't get the internet to work. And I was like, Kim, all's well. Take a deep breath. Relax into the moment. And then I dialed the number again, and it went through. And I spoke to my insurance agent, and everything went fine. But your technology is affected by your electromagnetics. Period. End. Like, this is not too woo-woo out there. This has been shown scientifically. Your technology is affected by your frequency. So in unity, we live from the space of, I am powerful, all is well. The universe is abundance, is abundant, and all things are responding to my frequency as I relax and deepen. Everything softens and opens. It is a match for the space I choose to be in. Will I be willing to be more conscious so I can invite in even more? Will I be willing to embrace and appreciate the 2% of relaxation / peace that is here? Or am I only going to focus on the fear? Because when I focus on the fear, what you focus on amplifies. So from unity consciousness, having that awareness, oh, maybe I'll make a new choice and receive it, receive it, receive it. Don't make it wrong. Yes, I receive this and I am willing to awaken. So, and I have a lot more on this in my YouTube channel and my website, drkimd.com. So definitely subscribe and tune in. And I'm happy to assist you in the mind body community. I'm not personally answering lots of questions in there, but my team is in there. I go in once a month to do a live broadcast. So I will be continuing to do that, of course, through this time. Sending lots of love because we are also posting on Instagram today. So lots of Instagram love to everyone out there. And I look forward to staying connected. We are connected. We are not socially isolating. We're physically isolating if you are in that space right now, which is fine because it's an invitation to go deeper within yourself. Meet you. You are the greatest gift in your life. What else is here that I haven't even uncovered within me, because I've been so busy distracting, staying busy, doing, improving, surviving, and focusing out there. What's in here? Well, this is where the magic is. All right, everyone, I'm at drkimd.com. I'm sending you so much love. Alyssa is asking, what about family and friends who are so asleep and unaware that are full of fear and following the news? It's okay, because as we are impacting your serenity or even your fear for them, just be right here with it. It will neutralize. Breathe and let it neutralize. So hands on your heart. Breathe into what you're actually experiencing. Be more present to it. And what you're experiencing is concern about them, worry about them, fear for them, seeing them as incapable. Well, they're also receiving their own invitation. Everyone is. So you can let go of them and be willing to meet what's happening in you right now, because that is the for the world. Super easy, super simple, super powerful. All right, everyone, lots of love to you. And I'll see you soon. We do have the, if you want more information on drkimd.com, there's a quiz for assisting you in specific tools that I give you to really move into this deeper space now. It's at drkimd.com, and it's a little button that says start here. We also have several, you know, home study programs. There's a lot available on the website if you want to tune in more fully, or just subscribe on YouTube, and I will be sure to stay connected during this time. All right, lots of love, guys. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.